lost to the year Jubilee. Everything that we lost in Adam. What we lost in Adam, you lost your sovereignty. You lost your dominion. You lost your right standings with the Father. You lost, man, your identity. You lost who you really were. You lost what you really could do. You lost, man, the power of the Holy Ghost. You lost the joy of the Lord that comes from being in the presence of the Lord with unbroken fellowship. You lost your dominion, your kingship, your crown. You start living and dying like mere men and mere women. You lost your identity. When all the time, man, we were sons and daughters of the Most High God. But not only did he come to redeem our life from that destruction, from sons and daughters of the Most High God to mere men and mere women living and dying on the earth, but to restore us back to our original place. What original place, man? What was going on in the garden, man, and Adam and Eve and mankind and God before they ate out the tree? What was going on? God was exalting them and building them up and strengthening them and telling them who they really are. Only difference between then, back then, and now, there was a tree in there, man, that was called the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. He also told them about that too. He told them you can eat off all the trees in the garden, eat off all them other 99 in there, man. You know, you can even eat off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. I give you free will, but if you do eat off of that one, then you're going to separate yourself from me. You're going to die. You're going to surely die. I ain't going to be able to live in you no more. I'm going to have to be among you. Well, Jesus Christ come in and will not only redeem our life from that destruction, but restored you back to your sovereignty, your dominion, your royal power, your righteousness, your joy in the Holy Spirit, your ability, your power, your potential. Everything restored back to you. Why, man, we operated because you don't know that. You know a lot about Jesus and all that he did and everything else and the stories in the Bible and everything else. But you don't know it in the light, man, of what God said when Jesus teaching them how to pray. Lord, let thy kingdom come and thy will be done. Let that be done. Now give me this day everything that I have need of to accomplish that. Well, I'm back in my original place now. No, man, what you going to do, man, Lord? I'm going to, man, Jesus say the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit. They come from, they spirit, they come from a spirit. God is a spirit, is the word of God, and they are addressed into your spirit. Why, Arthur? Because I told you he worked from the inside out. Listen, God ain't going to do very much to change your, the words that I minister to you, this ain't designed to change your circumstance, situation, and symptoms. That ain't what this for. This is what this for. You know, this is the word that I minister to you is not designed, again, to change your circumstance, situation, and symptom. Ain't gonna hype you up, make you feel something, and lay hands on you and all that. That's all good. That's all great. That's all dandy. That's a good thing. I told you, man, this is something greater. What is designed to do? It's designed to change you. Not your circumstance, not your situation, not your symptoms. It's designed to change you. For what purpose, Arthur? So that you can change your circumstance, situation, and symptom. You know, a lot of things that we go to God in prayer with, and we, like I say, because it's out of order. You know, you say you pray, but you pray amiss. You mean well, you have good intention and everything else, but that ain't really how you. Father, thank you for your grace and your mercy. For it endures forever, Lord. Father, we all are work in progress. And Father, we humble ourselves under your mighty hands and we place ourselves, Father, on a potter's wheel. And we say unto you, Father, thy kingdom come and thy will be done in our lives here on earth. Just like it is in heaven. You know, a lot of things that pray and ask God for, you know, he already done. Listen, you know, help me, Holy Spirit. We pray and we ask God to save us. He's already done that. We pray and we ask God to heal us. Listen, the Bible say, man, by stripes we were healed. Not gonna be. He was wounded for our transgression and bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we were healed. We were healed. Not gonna be. Them 39 stripes that he took across his back, man, you know, this spirit I'm talking now. I gotta say, it's still your spirit, man. Then that was for, man, every sickness and disease, man, known to the human race. In other words, not only did he pay the penalty, man, for your sins, man, he also, man, took upon himself your sorrows and your grief and your pain and your heartaches and your brokenness and all that other stuff and your sickness and your disease. And by all the stripes there, man, he gave you back authority over all of that. What's the problem here? You're not the sick trying to get healed. You're not the lost trying to get saved. Listen, you healed and the devil is stealing our health from us. I'm going to say that again. We're not the sick trying to get healed, man. God has already provided healing for us. What's the problem? Why all this sickness is because the devil is stealing your health from you. How are you able to do that? Because you don't know that you're healed. And what do? He dangles a circumstance, a situation, and a symptom. You get a pain in your heart, and those are facts. Because that's what he used, circumstance, situation, and symptoms. And then those circumstance, situation, and symptoms, because you don't know who you are, because you don't know that king and that queen on the inside of you, those circumstance, situation, and symptoms start dictating to you. And next thing you know, man, you know that you the symptom tell you, man, you know that you got, man, heart failure, you know. And then that start dictating to you. But if you knew, man, what really going on and what God done, that he's already taken sickness away from the midst of us, that bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and all that's within me, and forget not his benefits, who forgive all our iniquities, who heal all our diseases, who redeems our life from destruction, who crowns us with loving kindness and tender mercies, so that our youth is renewed like the eagles, man. Instead of, man, you coming out your repertoire, man, with that to your circumstance, situation, and symptom, your circumstance, situation, and symptom coming out his repertoire with what it's saying, man, and you yielding your mind and your thought and your emotions and soul, man, to it, and it's manifesting itself on this earth. But all the time, man, you know you've not only been redeemed from destruction, but you've been restored back to your original place in God. What's that, man? Let them have dominion. In other words, instead of circumstance, situation, and symptom dictating to them that happened as a result of the fall, now that they have been restored back to their original place, man, they need to know, man, how to flip the script. They need to know, man, how to come from the back of the bus. They saved. They on the bus, but they riding on the back of the bus. But all the time, man, they free. Free to do what? Free from all the circumstance, situation, and symptom. But when you got to learn how to rule and reign. You got to learn how to take authority over. You got to learn who you are. You got to be exalted. You got to be built up. He said, that's why I give you apostles and prophets and evangelists and pastors and teachers. What? For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, to build us up, to edify you, to strengthen you, man. For what, man? So for the head church? No, so that, man, you know who you really are and you develop your personal relationship with the Lord. And, man, you know, talking about church growth, I'm not talking about numerical. I'm talking about you, mankind, growing in the knowledge of our Father. That's what Paul prayed. I pray that you be filled with the knowledge of his will, that you might know what is the hope of his calling and the exceeding greatness of the riches that's available to us, man. And the power that's available to us, the same power that he used when he raised Jesus Christ from the dead and set him at his own right hand, is the same power that's residing on the inside of you and I, called the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost. The same one, man, that turned darkness in the light. The same one, man, that created everything, man, that you see here, even the unseen realm, that created everything. All he needed, man, was the word of God. And when God spoke, man, it was dark. He wasn't letting that circumstance, situation, and symptom dictate to him. He dictated to it. He said, let there be light. and the light came, and light been being ever since. What God was doing, he was ruling. It wasn't no light nowhere. But he wanted light. Instead of letting that darkness, man, dictate to him, man, he could have went out there and said, it sure is dark out here, because it was. Instead of letting that circumstance, situation, and something dictate to him, he dictated to it. He said, let there be light. And then when it came down to you and me, he said, let us create mankind in our image and in our likeness, with our character, with our nature, like us and functioning, walk like us, talk like us, live just like us. And let them have dominion. Let who? Let them have rulership. Let them have control. Let them manage and rule. Let them dictate to every circumstance, situation, and symptom in their life that will confront their life on this earth. So that when that man evil come in, and let them have dominion over. Adam could have told, man, put that thing down. And man, he quiet because he had dominion. But he took and ate too and forfeited that dominion. And the one he forfeited that dominion, man, he started dictating. He started using circumstance, situations, symptoms, man, and he started dictating. And he built this world up on that very principle and system right there. To where the circumstance, situation, and symptoms, man, are dictating to mankind in every area of life. When man, from the beginning, you were created in the image and likeness of God. Just like, man, Jesus Christ didn't allow circumstance and situation to dictate to him, not even death. He wasn't doing that, man, because, hey, listen, he was doing that as not the Son of God, but the Son of Man. What you mean when you say that in Scripture? You say, you know, in other words, man, he was doing that to show us, man, what's available to us, that we can do that too. That as he is, so are we. That we had expressed the image of his person. And he's expressed the image of the Father. And we just like him. And we can, in the work that he do, we can do also. And the thing that he showed us on the earth, that he ruled and reigned over every circumstance, situation, and symptom, man, that confronted his life, he was preaching and teaching and telling other men that that's available to you too. You can do the same thing too. You just like me. You as I am, so are you. I ain't talking about you trying to be, gonna be. That's who you are. And I come, man, to reveal to you and restore to you and reveal to you, man, the kingdom of God, who you really are. And then I'm gonna give you gifts, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, what, man, to edify you, to build you up for the perfecting of the saints, for the work, what, of your ministry, what you got a ministry to. You got a purpose too. You're not just here by chance, man. God has a great purpose and destiny for your life, but that purpose is only found in the mind of the Maker. Only way you can get to that, man, you got to have a personal relationship with God. Thank God for the church service and the corporate relationship, man. But, man, you need to get beyond that, man, and what I couldn't cut it up. My Lord. I couldn't take you, man, behind the veil to help you, to let you know, man, that, man, that whatever wall of petition, the sins that separated mankind from God, that wall is torn down, man. You can go boldly, Hebrews chapter 4, that you can go boldly into the very presence of the Most High God without any sense of guilt or condemnation, knowing, man, that he washed you white as snow. I told you, Jesus said, my blood is drink indeed, man, and my body is meat indeed. If you eat this body here, baby, that's like, man, health to your body. You drink this blood right here, man, that's like power to your life. That's like salvation, man. And except you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you don't have that kind of life. How you do that, man? You got to have a personal relationship with me. Remember what he said when he said that, and a lot of them went, they didn't walk with him no more. Peter say, not me, baby, I'm going to follow you. I'm going to follow your word. I'm going to follow what you're saying. I'm going to follow that bed and see. I'm going to run on and see what the end going to be. And know where he found himself at the end? Seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Seated at the right hand of the Father. Seated in heavenly places. Far above all circumstances, situations, and symptoms. All dominions, all power, all might. Far above all demons, all devils, all everything. Far above it. In other words, man, with authority to rule and reign over it. Instead of it ruling and reigning over you. That's why when Jesus began his ministry, know what he said, first thing he said? Repent. Why, man? That's the first thing he said. Repent for the kingdom of heaven is among you, is at hand. Is at hand means it's within hand's reach. That's how close it is. That's how close it is right now. To all those who have not come into it yet, it's right there within your reach. It ain't in the sweet by and by. Jesus came to bring man the kingdom of heaven, man to earth. He come to restore man the Garden of Eden back to earth. He come man to restore your authority and your dominion and your power back to you. So what you got to do now? You got to come on back in. Hear the good news. Come on back in. What this talking about? I ain't talking about what your church doing and what I'm doing and what you trying to do for God and everything. This is what I'm talking about, what God done for you. And then, boy, when you get in on that, then you can incorporate, man, what you can do for him and your church can do for him under that umbrella. That way it don't get out of line with what he's doing. It don't get out of right standings with what he's doing. Righteousness means being in alignment with God, being in a right alignment with God. But what purpose, Arthur, man? So that, boy, we can have fellowship with our Father. So that, man, you can come back into a personal relationship with your Father. And in that personal relationship with your Father, boy, that's where your God-given purpose and destiny, man, is revealed to you. How are they? Not by power, not by might, but by the Spirit of the living God. I'm going to say it again. The words that God sent me on this broadcast to minister to you, man, they are spirit and they are life. In order for it to produce on the inside of you, like Jesus said, you got to eat my flesh and drink my blood. You got to eat that word. What you mean, man? You got to grab a hold to that. You got to receive that. You got to take and place that in your possession. What are that, man, by the stripes of Jesus that you're healed? That by grace you're saved through faith, and that's not of yourself. That's a gift from God. You got to receive, man, you know, his mercy and his kindness, man, because it didn't do us forever. You got to receive, man, what God is doing. You got to go after God. You got to develop, man, your personal relationship with him. That's what he wants more than anything else, man. Listen, he don't want you to put your faith, man, in just what I'm saying. Let me tell you again about what I'm saying to you. Listen. Jesus say, my sheep hear my voice. I tell you, this word ain't to your circumstance, situation, and symptoms. Ain't gonna stir up your emotion. It ain't to your soul, to your spirit, to that, to you, to the real you, to that you, man, when God, that to man. To man. I ain't talking about male man. I'm talking about to man spirit. What's man? That's spirit. That have a soul, that's person, personality, emotions, feelings, attitude. So, and you live in a physical body. When God say curses the ground, that's why your body died, because it's part of the ground. It comes from the ground. Instead of, you know, the glory of heaven manifesting on earth, thistles and everything else, and thorns and snakes and all that. What you saying to Arthur? Hey, listen, let's come from the back of the bus. Let's not just be satisfied, man, with a corporate experience and a feel-good message and everything else. And let's rise, man, and go into the presence of the Lord. without any sense of guilt and condemnation, knowing that your big brother Jesus Christ has made the way for you to be able to do that. In spite of your weaknesses and your inabilities and your faults and your mistakes. Instead of running from God in that, that's when you need to run to him. Because when you run to him, man, so most people, they run from God. And I don't want to play with God. I don't play with God like that. I got this part of my life. I got this, and I got to get this right before I go. No, that's a trick of the devil to keep you from his grace and his mercy. When that's the time to run to him, when you fall, when you miss the mark, that's the time to run to him, man. And when you run to him, man, he welcome you with open arms, man, and restore back to you everything. He faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I told you, like the new, renewed like the eagles. Your youth, that's what it means to say your youth is renewed like the everything restored back to you. You just stay on the potter's wheel. You just stay on the, what you mean? You just stay in the wheel of the Father. You just find out, man, what God is doing. No, I'll say it again, man. God sent his son. The prophets saw it. They prophesied about it. But then when it came, man, they didn't even receive it. They didn't even recognize it. He came to his own, and his own didn't even receive him. Know why? Because they were looking for a physical kingdom when he came with a spiritual kingdom. They were looking for him to set up a kingdom, man, on the earth. When he came to set up the kingdom of God in the earth, in the hearts of man. I told you he worked from the inside out. Because his permissive will is for man, you know, him, man, you know, to provide for you manna from heaven and water from a rock. But his perfect will is, man, that, man, you speak to your circumstance and your situation and your symptom. That you speak to that sickness and that problem in your life, man, and whatever it is in your life, that you rise up, man, come from the back of the bus and start usurping your authority and your power over it, man. Not as a Christian, not as a believer, but as, man, you know, a blood-bought, redeemed, restored son or daughter of the Most High God with all power and all dominion over all the powers of your enemy. This sickness is an enemy. Poverty is an enemy. Hatred is an enemy. Living in despair, man, is an enemy. Living before our far below our rights and privileges is an enemy. Living, man, heartbroken, man, all that's an enemy. Boy, you got to learn how to. You're gonna learn how to speak to the mountains, and tell them mountains, man, to be plucked up and cast into the sea. And you ain't going to doubt in your heart, but you're going to believe that those things that you say going to come to pass. And, man, instead of just all the things that you prayed for, you know why it ain't manifested yet? Because, man, you ain't start saying it. It didn't say you're going to have what you pray. It said you're going to have what you say. When you pray, then when them circumstances, situations, something that come to steal your answered prayer, I told you, man, that you're not the sick trying to get healed, man. When you pray, you can ask God, man, to heal you. Think he say no? He say, man, I provided healing for you, man, you know. But then you have to, man, learn how. You know how you expose a thief. You know how you stop a thief. You got to expose him. See, the only way he steals is by keeping you from the knowledge of it. So long as you can't see him, man, he continue to steal from you. As long as you can't catch him and can't see him, you know, all you know is your stuff gone, your health gone, your peace gone, your joy gone, and everything else, man. You still stealing it because you ain't caught him yet. But boy, once you get it, once you catch him, not only, man, he can't steal no more, but he got to give back what he stole, and he got to, man, pay restitution too. Well, boy, you gonna learn how to catch the thief in your life. And see, man, that coming from the back of the bus and see how far below our rights and privileges we've been living as men, children of the Most High God. Why? As men, we become knowledgeable, man, of God's will and desire and purpose, man, for our life. Not only through this broadcast, but he might have raised a multitude of broadcasters. All the messages that you hear, man, you must never compare, you know, ministries with other ministries. You know, all of us have a sentence in statements that God made. You know, you can get a little clarity from a sentence, but when you take two or three sentences, man, and you put them together, now you got a statement. Now you got a little bit more clarity of what he's saying. Then go into a paragraph, then it go into a letter, then, man, you can understand what he's really saying. But we'd be too occupied with, man, you know, judging one another and comparing one another. And, man, who can stir up the most, who can do this, and who, man. Listen, we all just have sentences. And if we can, man, bring them sentences, man, together and allow those sentences, man, to produce statements. And a lot of those statements, man, to produce whatever next paragraph, and the paragraph to produce letters, and the letter to produce clarity, man. To all them hearers. How that gonna happen? Oh, there ain't but one common denominator that's gonna be able to bring men that together. It's already spoken. It's gonna be, man, when we bring all our ministries and all our statements and all our sentences that we have and all our anointings and all our giftings and all our message that God has given us and all whatever it is from the pulpit all the way to the, when we bring them, man, under the kingdom of God. When you bring that under, when you get in that ark and operate your gift and your talent, man, in fulfilling that purpose and destiny. What purpose and destiny, man? To establishment or the re-establishment and the advancement of God's kingdom upon the earth. What's God's kingdom? God's way of doing things. What God is doing. Listen, again, not what we doing for him and not what we want to do for him, but what he's doing for us and what he want to do for us and what he's doing in and through us. And if you seek that first, I guarantee you he'll reveal it. The devil don't want you to understand that and begin to seek that for you. He don't want you to get that first part of the prayer and clarity and understood and down pat. What? Lord, thy kingdom come and thy will be done. You got to get that established first. Then give us this day our daily bread. Then you start making your petitions, what you need to accomplish what he doing. And when we as the body of Christ, the common denomination, what's going to make us one, Arthur? When we understand, man, and realize and bring all of our different giftings, man, under the authority of Christ. What's the authority of Christ? He didn't have but one message. He didn't have but one purpose. He didn't have but one. What was that, man? Isaiah saw it. He said, unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder. A ruling authority. The kingdom. And saying, of that kingdom, there shall be no end. And as he established that kingdom upon the earth, he taught that kingdom about that kingdom. Then he died, man, so that we might have access into it. Then he raised up, man, apostles and prophets and evangelists and pastors and told them, man, go into all the world and make disciples of all men, teaching them everything that I taught you. And lo, I'll be with you till the end of the age. So my message to you is, hey, listen, all of the kingdom of heaven is available to you. All of your sovereignty, all of your authority, all of your dominion, all of your true identity, everything, man, that you're trying to get, man, has already been restored back unto you. Heaven, the kingdom of heaven, authority, power, healing, deliverance, provisions, everything that you have need of, yeah, is added unto you in the kingdom of God. Listen, my time is up, you know. I'd like to bring you greeting from my wife, Gail, you know, and the rest of my family. Let you know that we love you. We just come on this broadcast to just exalt you and just sow seeds and water seeds in your life that's already there, you know. If not, then just plant some. Somebody else come in water. But God's going to get the increase. He's raising up an army of believers that's going to take this gospel of the kingdom to the ends of the earth. Then the end shall come. My last word to you is this. I always say this to you. It's an invitation. Not the salvation. You already say it. It's an invitation. Come, you who are blessed of your Father, and inherit the kingdom of heaven that has been prepared for you before the foundations of the world. It's your inheritance. Come get it. It's free. God loves